In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Offside. Welcome to Offside, everyone. I hope, yeah, hope you guys are doing well amidst this COVID-19 lockdown. It's ridiculous. To my Muslim friends, Eid Mubarak once again. Oh my fucking god. I'm not bored at home. I got, like, I'm happy at home. Like, it's productive. Like, I do, you know, like, stuff online. And I get to learn languages that I never get to learn before. What I'm cursing about is, I don't know how many times I ordered stuff online, guys. Like, Shopee lah, Lazada lah, Amazon. Don't ask me what I buy from Amazon. Cameron, if you're listening to this, you know what I ordered from Amazon. It has got everything to do with my Hindi obsession right now. So, yeah, this is what has been killing me. I just think spending online is just fucking ridiculous. I mean, yeah, it's convenient, but if you really think about it, you're paying for the convenience fee. That's why I'm also suffering because on normal days, without the lockdown, I like to go outside and physically buy my food and my stuff, you know, like shampoo, my food, bubble tea, you know, stuffed. Yeah. Avid fan of stuffed, their daily bowl and stuff like that. Woo! Healthy as fuck. I don't know lah, but it's just, for me, that's healthy lah. I like, and it fills me up really well. But anyways, yeah, I'm the kind of person who likes to physically walk outside and have, you know, fresh air. And I miss the beach so much lah, guys. Like, what's the first thing that you will do if you, you know, once the lockdown ends? I know what I'm gonna do. I'm definitely gonna go to the beach, karaoke with my friends. As you can see, recently I launched Friday Cheesy, yeah? Because it's on a Friday and it's karaoke for karaoke. So I used to avidly go karaoke with my best friend, Farah Gems. But now, because of COVID-19 and it's a lockdown, you can't go karaoke anymore. So might as well shamelessly use my platform and sing, right? I pity your ears, guys. If you don't want to listen, it's fine. But I don't care. I just need, it's my way, like for me, you know how people like, different people have different way to vent, you know. But for me, it's singing. So, yeah. Just bear with me, yeah. Feeling this girl. People, I'm sure people will think, hey, this girl, feelings, yeah. But never mind. Anyways, I don't care. So, in all seriousness, okay, let's get serious. You know, I am honestly not worried about, you know, we're all staying at home, we're all under lockdown. I'm not worried about the condition that we are in for the COVID-19 lockdown right now. What I'm really worried about, like, you know how some, how a lot of, like, your friends, I'm sure my friends, like me as well, like, you know, got laid off from work. What I'm worried about is what is going to happen after the COVID-19. I swear to God, there is going to be a war that is going to be sparked off. But I don't think it's going to be among the countries. I think it's going to be among the common people and governments. Because I hope it's a peaceful protest. Not that I'm asking like, not the kind like, hey, fuck you, government. No, it's not that. I just, you know, because the commoners are getting much more aware and they're much more smarter. Like, I think everyone would think that, what the hell do we need governments anymore? Because just look at the states right now. It's ridiculous that the state that they are in. And mind you, I have, my fiancé is from the states itself. And it's like every day I wake up, it's not a single day that I don't think about him. It's just like at any point of time, like life, COVID-19 also is an eye-opener that life is really fragile. And at any point of time, you can just, you know, like Thanos, like you can just die. So it's crazy, but... And the amount of people who are dying in the States because of COVID-19 is crazy. It's just like wholesale, like flying off the racks kind of thing. Like, it's not under control at all, you know. Like, if you read the news, it's ridiculous. But, and I also have a friend who is living in Pakistan. And, you know, like, the privilege that we have in Singapore. Like, we can, like, when the COVID-19 started, I'm sure that everyone had the privilege to buy, you know, if you don't have medical masks, you could buy it from Lazada, Shopee. But I don't think the world has that privilege to actually buy medical masks like that. So, yeah. I'm beginning to sound like an assassin. Like, I have friends all over the world like that. But, yeah. Okay, let's get serious. In the light of recent events, everyone knows this. Yes, I'm going to talk about George Floyd. Where do I start? Okay, if you don't know who George Floyd is, it's all over the news, by the way. If you don't know, George was a 46-year-old African-American man who got killed in Minneapolis after being pinned down by an officer's knee. To everyone, I'm trying to keep myself like calm right now. I'll tell you why. Yeah, it's happening in the States, but I know it seems to us that, oh my God, it's happening for the umpteenth time that, you know, like someone of color is getting killed there. We all know this. Now, first of all, I pray that his soul, you know, rest in peace, and honestly, his family finds the strength to go through this, and may the perpetrators get charged like tenfold. I don't care, because it's so... You know how I say, like, you know, like, because of COVID-19, that life are flying off the racks, like, wholesale, you know, sales period, probably Black Friday. But yeah, this is how it is right now. Like, it's crazy. He was getting pinned down by a police force who, in general, is supposed to protect you from, you know, like, all the wrongdoings of the world. But no, he got killed by the very people who are supposed to protect you. But anyways, it's just scary how unfair it is. And this, to me, looks like daylight murder in the open. Imagine that. Before, in the Singaporean context, before you go and say, thank God I'm living in Singapore, like, just please, let me just break your bubble and tell you that. What makes you think, about this, what makes you think that, fine, right now Singapore doesn't, you know, like, we're really stringent about, like, everything, which is good, but what makes you think that if ever Singapore has a gun license, nobody will go fucking crazy? Tell me. Just tell me. I think it will, you know. But that's why, like, I can understand where you're coming from. Like, thank God you're living, like, we're living in Singapore. But what makes you think we were not? Already, even more, we are a multicultural country. Think about that. Yeah, we love each other, yes. But without the presence of all this, you know, like, weapons and all this. Even without guns, there's really stupid crimes going on. Like, which I will go into in later, but like, for male friends, for male listeners, Singaporean male listeners, you guys know this. Like, I have, my younger brother is actually in, he was serving military before. It's mandatory for all male 18 years old and above to serve military in Singapore, by the way, listeners from all over the world. So my brother was serving in the military, and he's from Transcom, eh? So he was telling me that. And most of my male friends tell me that if you hold a gun, there's a certain aura that they have, and you have to always be extra careful with it. You have, and it's also, it's a fight or flight kind of thing. It's a split second decision in the situations that you are put in. But anyways, as I was saying, without guns, there's already stupid crimes going on, like slashing. Yes, referring to Orchard Towers, brown face. This one could have been prevented. And yeah, I still don't agree with how it all exploded because of the stupid Nets advertising fiasco. Also, increase in dormitory COVID infection. This one can be solved as well. They ask, you know, Singaporean citizens as well that help us build, you know, our... If it was taken care of way before the COVID-19 happened, it could have been under control. Think about it. For me, it's a personal opinion. I am not going against anyone. I'm not saying that it could be solved within an instance. No, I'm just saying if there is a problem, there are smaller things that we did not look into for it to not be able to explode like this, you know, and the infection rate. And also, like I say, without guns, there's also stupid crimes, like such as in the Malay community. Good Muslim, bad Muslim. Initially, this was a topic that I wanted to talk about. But in the light of recent events that triggered Shida Osman, I just decided to talk about it. But going back to George Floyd, like, honestly, guys, like, what the fuck is Trump doing? I said it. For the longest time, I've been biting my teeth because, you know, politics. And also, like, I know some people who are, you know, on... That is... solely their opinion that is on Trump's side, but I'm always trying to give him the benefit of doubt, but it's just ridiculous what is happening right now. It's just crazy. But anyways, speaking of the COVID-19, like I say, there's going to be a war, and then now we know that the economy is crashing. You really want to know what I think about... Like, I have conspiracy theories, ideas in my head about the COVID-19. First of all, like I say, when I'm afraid that it's going to be... Like, we're all going to be fucked after COVID-19, it's because... living near the highway, sorry guys. I swear to God, I feel like the prices of essentials like groceries, oil and healthcare are going to be hiked up. That's why I say, guys, don't be too happy. Remember how we were so happy that, you know, we got it under control as, you know, Singaporean, that the number of COVID-19 infection was under control and no one died yet. Look at it right now. It's crazy. So never say never. You never know when it will happen. Yeah, as much as people tell you that, hey, save money, you know, don't spend a lot. How can you ever be prepared? That's why I really think there's going to be a war. But anyways, if you want to know what my conspiracy theory thinking in my head right now, but I just hit the microphone about the COVID-19 is, one, I swear to God, I don't know, this is solely my opinion. I swear to God, I think COVID-19 is a germ warfare. I really think it is. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to go into it. I think it's solely my opinion. I don't have any malicious intent, let me just say. I just think that it is. Where is it derived from? I don't know. Number two, I think solitary, like even in prisons, if you are put in solitary, it's enough to make you go crazy. So I really think in some ways or another, solitary is the only way to invoke suppressed madness in human beings, in hopes that, I'm trying my best to sugarcoat here, if natural selection, I'm sure every one of you talked about this, if natural selection is really, really true, then it is with madness. Meaning you say that in lockdown, people will eventually go crazy. There's already an increase in like divorce. You know, I haven't seen the statistics, but you know, like even family members, it's hard to not fight with each other when you're living under the same roof. Like small arguments, yes, but imagine like the people. See, that's why as a human being, you're given a choice. Like you're, hypothetically speaking, you're being given a gun, but to use it or not use it is actually your choice, and it's what makes you a human being. Now, like I say, if natural selection on this earth because of COVID-19 is true, I think it's being done with madness. It seems like, you know, like with the lockdown, we're doing it to ourselves instead of a worldwide genocide. Don't you think so? I don't know, it's just me. But yeah, those are my conspiracy theories for COVID-19. Anyways, like I say, let me just repeat myself. I have no malicious intent. That's just solely my opinion. I can always be wrong. I am never right, but I'm just sharing. In no way am I trying to influence anyone. I'm just trying to pick everyone's brains because I'm sure this is a topic that nobody would want to talk about. But I'm just sharing what I think in my head. I love my people. I love human beings. And I just want everybody to, you know, get together, and that's it. Initially, let's move on. What I wanted to talk about was good Muslim, bad Muslim. That was what I wanted to talk about. So before I start, let me just give you a little bit of a personal backstory. Maybe it might include some sad ones. We'll see. I don't know if the following story, any one of you can relate or benefit from it, but I hope so, so that you won't feel so lonely. I just want to open, like for aid or say offside, whatever podcast or, you know, interviews or I just hit something or conversations that I have, I want to create a safe space so people would actually feel comfortable. Because I realize that conversations are the one thing that people are missing in everyday life, and that's what makes people go crazy. If you can have like a normal conversation or just a simple, hello, hi, how is your day doing? It shifts your whole mood. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to open a safe space for everyone to talk about everything that they think is wrong. Of course, not killing, intentional killing, but you get what I mean. I don't have to explain this kind of things. Anyways, so good Muslim, bad Muslim. I grew up, you'll see why along the flow of my story, why I'm telling you this. I grew up not having the privilege of a pious family, okay? But let me just say, I wouldn't trade my family for anything. I love my family dearly and fiercely for who they are individually. And because of that, also, I am who I am today. If you know me personally in any conversation, right, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the social stigma of being the in-between, of you know, being a Muslim in Singapore. I hate. I always consider myself the in-between. I hate social labels, such as, you know, how some people would casually just throw labels around, like, whites, you know, like for the people in the States, or influencer, or woman empowerment, etc. Triggers, yeah. I just, my Singaporean just came out. I just can't. Because these labels, I realize they have been tainted by hate and used in so many wrong ways possible. As simple as the word creative. Like, it doesn't piss me off. I just like, ugh. Like, there's people who misuse this kind of words. But anyways, I also, if you know me personally as well, I always say that other people are way better than me because I know they are. And I know the hardships that I go through has molded me into who I am. And also mistakes that I could have prevented, but shit happened. No, I didn't kill anyone. It's just, it's because of the hardships that I went through in my adult life that led me to the path of knowing the true meaning of being a Muslim. Inshallah, one day I will gather my courage to share what my hardship is for everyone to have a safe space of conversation and not to gain empathy, but for everyone not to feel so lonely as I was when I was going through it. In a jizz, what happened to me was I felt that, especially as a woman, I felt that there were so many times that I had my dignity just, you know, ripped off right underneath me and taken away just like that. And after all, AOC's, you know, motto is vulnerability, right? So I gotta stick with that. So, good Muslim, bad Muslim. Believe it or not, as a kid, I went to madrasa. Diama. Yeah, I did. I know. Oh, Shida in hijab. Also, I mengaji as a kid. This is for the Singaporean context. Mengaji reading, you know, meaning that reading the Quran in like full Arabic characters. I still remember the ustad who was very patient with me, who was also my neighbor, who was also my swimming coach. He was very patient with me. So yeah, best friends and families listening, I know I am very puaka in the sense that I know my mouth is very laser. And you would like, Shida being pious, siala no sia, you know. But yeah, I did, just so you know. But funny story, I got caught in the mosque playing catching in hijab and my madrasa uniform. So that goes to show lah. Also, much like Charuhan, name dropping. Mas lah, my right or die, what? Mampus aku kena bunuh dengan bini dia. Even before, in all honesty, even before, why I say Charuhan's name is because I know from reading that he didn't grow up in a very, you know, pious family that, you know, their parents would, in a normal common Singapore society, like Muslims, your parents would, like my friends all grew up with like parents who were like, hey, pray 5 times a day, you have to pray, otherwise you will go to hell, you know. But I didn't, my parents didn't like force me to pray 5 times a day, which, if you think that my parents are bad people, you're idiots. They're lovely people. They are the most reasonable and open-minded people. Yes, I'm protecting them like that because I'm sure there are people macam, orang Muslim apa ni? You know? Believe it or not, after the madrasah stint, I'm going to admit this, I've never stepped into a mosque before after the madrasah stint, which was like, what? I think when I was like 9 years old, I have this may be an excuse to you, but I take it as a reason. I tried so many times, like, you know, sitting in front of the mosque. Like I say, like I do have girlfriends who are pious, and you know, like sometimes I'm too shy to ask because I feel like with the hardships that I went through, I feel like I'm so, you know, like I'm such a sinner that first of all, for me to even go there, being the self-critical Shida, for me to go inside the mosque is like, it's a place of worship. It's like, you know, God's house. So for me to go inside, like, yeah, like, I don't deserve it. Two, it's just the judgments from people. So many times that I spend standing in front of the mosque wanting to go in, but I was like, hey, is my gear right? Is my gear It's my shirt, right? It's my jeans, right? You know, like, back then I didn't have jubah, I didn't have tudung. But now I have, like, because I buy lots of them. Ke arah yang benar, yeah? But I wanted to go in so bad. But even outside the mosque, people would be like, eh, kau kenapa jadi depan masjid, you know? So I was like, ah, yeah, okay, never mind lah. One day if I have a girlfriend, then, you know, who knows? Initially, I wanted to go for Tarawih this year, but COVID-19 happened with my girlfriend. So, you know, I've never tasted Tarawih in a mosque with my girlfriends before, which I want to go. But because of lockdown, I didn't get to go. But anyways, yeah. Like I say, it's the social stigmas of being in between, you know. So, with all these judgments, it's a lie if I say that I don't get affected. I am. But my heart still, you know, like, I try to pluck all the courage and I try to be, you know, actually, like, yeah, it's just out of 10 people, just one people like that. But anyways, so now the shift of the story is going into my Ramadan Chronicles, yeah? Before I go into my Ramadan Chronicles and what was beautiful about the previous Ramadan that just happened was, there was instances in my life of being an in-between where I had signs that, fuck, like, you need to know. You really need to know, like, the basics of, you know, being a Muslim, you know, Islam and the pillars of Islam, and you know, I'm trying to think back. I think there was two instances in my life where I was like, fuck, you need to know. So, the first one was, I don't know if I told you guys this before, but I had an Australian friend before this. Don't get pissed, people. It's okay. It's okay. People who don't know things, fear is the main common mechanism to cope with things that you don't know, but it's completely fine. So, story was, I had an Australian friend for a long time. I think about, we were friends for 3 years. He was a guy, lah. One day, as I say, I'm not biased. One day, we stopped being friends. Why? Because there was this one time we were just, you know, just talking. And then he say that, did you know that all your prophet was... He didn't say this casually to me. He said it with, like, anger, with, like, conviction, with, like, anger in his heart. So he said, did you know that all your prophet was a merciless mercenary? And I'm like, yeah, I'm bodoh about, you know, like, religion and Islam and stuff like that. And me being me, I'm suddenly defensive. Out of nowhere, I'm like, which part? Out of defense. Because I don't even know anything. But out of defense, I just say that. Like, it's wrong for you to completely believe whatever you read without fact-checking. Like, I always fact-check as well. But at that point in time, I didn't know anything, you know. So, I think this was about 7 years back. Yeah. So, that was sign number one. Sign number two was, in one of the cause of my hardships, there was this one time that I was in a place where I was supposed to be taken care of, and then I was with my best friend, and then I won't say where, eventually I'll still share with you, inshallah, but in a place where I was supposed to be taken care of, and let's just put it this way, that you're not supposed to be judged for whatever. So, one of the personnels actually went to my best friend and say that, ask your friend to taubat nasuha. Like, I get it. You know, Muslim to Muslim, I get it that you don't want to get involved with whatever I'm getting myself into. But for you to say that to my best friend, you could have said it to my face. I don't know whether she was... Okay, I can personally attack all I want on her. But I'm just saying that to everyone who have the privilege of coming from a pious family, who has the privilege of, you know, learning the full knowledge of Islam and being a really good Muslim, please, now I'm dumb, like I say, I know I'm dumb and I am aware of that and I'm learning, trying to correct myself. But it's the first rule that in Islam, that if you wanna correct someone in their wrong ways, it's in the way that you approach it and how you say it to someone. When she said that, I was like, I get it, you don't want to get involved. But the way that she said it, that's one of the things that actually, honestly, drove me into my depression. I had depression before because of the things that I went through. But I don't share this a lot. But that's why I'm always like pro mental health, because of this kind of things. You're supposed to be taking care of me, but you're saying these kind of things to me. I'm like, I get it. I'm sinning, but I still think that sinners makes the best, holiest people, because what makes you think that you can sit on your ivory tower? That's the first thing that you're doing wrong. What makes you think that you can sit on your ivory tower and judge me for for what is already written for me, even though it means to you that it could have been prevented, you know? So those are the two things that actually, we're going to go into the Ramadan, my Ramadan chronicles right now. Chronicles right now. Those are the two signs that made me wanted to like, okay, I'm going to learn. I'm going to be, even though I don't come from a pious family, I'm going to learn. So, Ramadan Chronicles. I swear to God, especially people think that, you know, there's so many things negative things connected with COVID-19, but especially Ramadan happened in COVID-19. There's a lot of eye openings that I, events that happened to me. I was so happy during Ramadan that there was, you know, a couple of ustad who did IG live, Facebook live. Everybody was doing, you know, like live here and there and everywhere. Like, it goes to show that no matter how the world evolves, your faith, religion and your good intentions can never be broken. So I was so happy. Like, before the first prayer call, which is Fajr, which is Subuh, I would listen to ustad, you know, giving khutbah, meaning to say that, giving their sermons and telling, reminding that, you know, these are the correct way, blah, 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 blah. That's what happens. And then also, after breaking fast, there's also, you know, ustad that would actually give, you know, sermons. I know it's a far-fetched idea that, you know, ustad and ustazah would be listening to this podcast, but where's my ustazah at? I was waiting for an ustazah to do an IG live. Probably I was ignorant, but I have so many questions that I want to ask. But thank you to the ustad who actually, you know, carry out sermons. Also, I wanted to say that, once again, as much as COVID-19 has, you know, has a lot of negative impacts that happen, that's why, like, there's certain things that you can explain to people about Ramadan that people will understand, but certain people that don't. So, this COVID-19 is actually for all the closet, you know, Muslim people who wants to be good. It's actually a good time. Like me also, I'm one of them. It's actually a good time where you can, quote-unquote, anonymously ask questions to, you know, ustad online when they're holding IG Live or Facebook Live, for them to ask questions. So, all in all, I just came to a realization that to all those people who think that Islam is a religion, that would hold you backwards instead of moving forward in the future according to quote-unquote what you think is normality in this reality. There you go. This ustad and ustazah just prove you wrong with all the digital, you know, platforms that they can actually disseminate all the sacred scriptures of Islam. It's also nice to see that, you know, this with the IG or Facebook Live that has been held, it shows the human side of, because they're all younger ustad that I saw. You guys know lah, huh? Which one? But I think with showing that side, it's much more easier to touch on the nooks and crannies in our society of the people, of the closet people who wants to be good but lack the confidence to actually reach out in traditional ways, as in like go to the mosque and then ask, you know, because society, like, they're fine. The people from all this, from the heads of mosques, they're all fine. But I'm just saying that as a society, the judgments are still there. So that's what the COVID-19 has been for me. And I did my first Tarawih, guys. Ooh, like, it's an achievement for me. I think next Ramadan will be an achievement for me to actually read the whole Quran, inshallah. So we'll see how. If you're like me as well, trying to get to fall in love again with, you know, the walks of life of being a Muslim, go for it. Go for it. Ask around. Ask your friends. Be shameless in the sense that have confidence and just go for it because your intentions are good. Okay? So that's all I just want to say. If there's a will, there's a way. Cheesy lah, I know, but I have to have a, you know, closing line. I hope you guys can relate to that. I'm still in between. Still, you know, striking a balance between two worlds. But I hope you guys will be okay during this COVID lockdown. Please don't be like me and buy a lot of stuff. Please control, because government give money not to spend, eh? Anyways, have a good weekend. And I will see you guys soon. I love you guys. Take care. Bye. Offset.